USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is accusing Democrats. President Trump says Democrats are aiming to weaken the police.
They want to take away a lot of the strength from our police and from law enforcement generally, and we can't live with that.
The president speaking during a press conference while welcoming the president of Poland to the White House. Meanwhile, Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, say the GOP bill does not go nearly far enough.
The Republican majority proposed the legislative equivalent of a fig leaf. Something that provides a little cover, but no real change.
The nation's coronavirus hotspots are setting new records again. Florida and Texas both recorded over 5,000 new cases of the respiratory illness in the past day. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state is dealing with a massive outbreak. North Carolina, the latest state to require folks to wear masks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
North Korea's changing course, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor.
Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before Congress next month. The Attorney General accepting an invitation to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on July 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes that there should be legal consequences for mob violence against historic statues in the United States. Cotton adding the defacers of the Andrew Jackson Memorial videotaped themselves committing the crime and posted it on social media.
These aren't exactly criminal masterminds, Brian. They videotaped themselves, they posted on social media. The Department of Justice and the FBI should investigate them, arrest them, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There has to be legal consequences for this kind of mob violence. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse with every passing day.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. A 4th of July tradition will move forward this year. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Macy's 4th of July fireworks show will move forward this year, but there will be a twist.
It will not be like the past where there's one big giant show. We do not want a lot of people out watching. There's not going to be a single focal point. In fact, we're only going to let out information about specific points very close to the actual moment when these shows happen. It's going to be a series of shows, only 5 minutes each.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He says there will be 5 shows, one for each of the boroughs in New York City, starting June 29th, culminating with a nationally televised finale on Independence Day. The short shows are being done in the interest of social distancing.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. Check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.